in the winter, how does the air circulate?
How does the air circulate?
Yeah, how does the heat get around to the rest of the house?
I guess it goes to the ceiling, and then it goes to the ceiling. It goes everywhere.
Okay, okay. Do y'all have air conditioning?
Yes.
How do you make the air go through the house in the air conditioning?
It just goes through, just like the oxygen.
Uh-huh.
It just goes through the house. And keep the, if you leave all the doors open, it'll be all through there.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
I said if you leave all the doors open, it'll be all through the house, the air and different, you know.
Okay. Okay. Y'all ever use a fan or anything like that?
Yeah, we use a fan. We got one in the front room too.
Have you ever seen a house that just has like three rooms, and the rooms are just in a straight line like this, straight back, and like if you open the front door, you could look all the way through all three rooms. Have you ever seen a house like that?
Yeah, we live in a house like that.
Okay, what do you call it kind of house?
I call it a duplex because our house has got three doors on the front.
Uh-huh.
And my room is the first one, and it's another room going, my sister's room is the next room.
Uh-huh.
And then we got a, we don't have no, it's just a guest room, all the way straight back to the last room.
Uh-huh.
And we got some other rooms on the side, the dining room and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. But yours has more than just the...
three rooms.
Straight. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever seen a house that has, like, two big rooms, just two rooms, a room here and a room here? And then in the middle, there's this long hallway, and it's got the roof over it, but it's open. No, it's open at both ends. Like, the wind can just go right through there. It's built, you know, to make it real cool. Do you have a name for that kind of house?
No.
Okay. There's another kind of house that has just two rooms, and it's got, like, a long entry hall, and then at a 90-degree angle, you got the a big room right here. Just one room like that. Do you have a name for a house like that?
Do I have a name for a house?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Okay, what would you call a large building where, scratch that. Let me ask you something else first. What kinds of buildings would house more than one family? You know, lots of families.
Lots of families?
Yeah.
What kind of house would I call that?
Yeah, what kind of building would you call it?
Call it the house.
Okay. What's an apartment? Would an apartment be something like that?
No.
What's an apartment? Can you describe an apartment for me?
Apartment is about, it all depends how many people live. Apartment has one room, I believe. Some apartments have one room, some have two, but apartment is when you're by yourself or you're just two persons with you, your husband and wife. But it's not for a family.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. What would you call an apartment that occupies, like, the whole floor of a building?
The whole floor of the building?
Yeah.
What would I call it?
Yeah. Hi.
What would I call an apartment that occupies the whole building?
Whole floor.
The whole floor.
Like the whole fifth floor or something.
Just a whole big duplex apartment.
Okay. Sometimes you got an apartment where the people who live there actually own their apartment. You know, they don't just rent it; they really own it. And like they all chip in to have the grass mowed and stuff like that. Do you know the name for something like that?
Okay.
What do you call houses where, you know, they're regular houses, maybe they're two stories or something, but they're all jammed up together and they share a wall. You know, like there's no space between them.
You're talking about together apartments.
Okay.
Duplex hooked on each other.
What?
Duplex apartments hooked on each other.
Okay. Side by side?
Yeah, side by side. That's where my grandmother lived in.
Okay.